This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Friends of Cortez Island, also known as Foci, is coordinating a Pacific Great Blue Heron count. The Blue Heron count is on Tuesday, August 16th. I sat down with the development coordinator and conservationist assistant for Foci, Shannon Hogan, and the executive director of Foci, Helen Hall. They shared with me how unique the Blue Heron count is to Cortez Island and the significant use of the data. Hello, Shannon. Hello, Helen. Tell me a bit about the Blue Heron count.
So we are asking the local people of Cortez to participate in a fun morning activity of serving herons on the beach.
And what time and which beach?
So they can pick a spot on the beach themselves, or if they would like me to direct them to a specific area that we need to be monitored, they can always reach out to me. This is going to happen on Tuesday the 16th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
So you can be on any beach and be a part of this Blue Heron count.
Yeah, hopefully we will have lots of people participating, and we will have one person stationed at different beach spots around the island. And hopefully we can get a really good picture of what the herons are doing on the beach.
We're trying to cover as many beaches as we can on the island. Ideally, in an ideal world, we cover every single beach. And the reason we're doing it at the same time is that we don't double count the herons. So we're going to give people a stretch of beach to watch. And then ideally, there'll be somebody in the next bit of beach a bit further down. But we know we probably won't cover all the beaches. But the idea is to try and cover as much as possible and get a really good idea of the number of herons on the island.
Okay. And this is an annual count?
Yeah, this is an annual count. We started it in 2018, so we're trying to count them every year, and hopefully that will give us an indicator of their numbers and how they're doing on the island.
And why is it so important to keep track of the great blue heron?
The great blue heron, surprisingly, is actually a species at risk. I know when I first came to Canada, I saw them everywhere and thought they were common species, and I was shocked to learn they're a species at risk. They're actually under a lot of, their numbers have declined quite a lot since the 1970s through development, habitat loss, predation by eagles. And so it's really important to understand what's happening to them so we know how to protect them.
What is their habitat?
They will forage in wetlands, forests along the coast, and you've probably seen them on the beach. They're diving for fish, and yeah, so it's wetland, estuarine habitats, and seashore.
Beautiful. So if people want to get involved in the count, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, if people want to help us out and participate, they can reach out to friendsofcortez@gmail.com. And I will get back to them with any details or questions that they might have, and also provide them with a recording sheet that they can print off themselves and then take down to the beach with them on the day of the count so that they can record everything that they see.
Fairly easy thing to do is just find a spot on the beach, you know, take a cup of coffee down, it's early morning, and just enjoy sitting on the beach and counting whatever in terms of herons. Last year, people were seeing humpback whales at the same time, so it was a fun morning for Pierre. We think it's fairly straightforward, but if they have any questions, they can ask us, and they can always pop into the Foci office too, and grab a survey sheet from us as well.
Perfect. And where is the Foci office located?
The Foci office is located just off the Manson's Hall parking lot, just behind the radio station.
This is in addition to the bird count, annual bird count, is that correct?
Yeah, this is completely different from the annual bird count. You've got the Christmas bird count and the spring bird count, and that's a bird count that's being run provincially. This is very much a Cortez Island. Heron count, we know that biologists are interested in what we're finding, so we're sharing it with ministry biologists who are studying the great blue heron. We'd just like as many people as possible to take part. Some people have very luckily oceanfront properties. You can just get out on your deck and count herons. And we know people love telling us about what they've seen, and they often have herons in front of their properties. That all that information is really valuable to us. Yes. Yeah, so we just like as many people to take part as possible.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.